Welcome to Prima Piano. You have now arrived at the first floor of the museum, defined as the noble floor of the building, intended to be experienced only on special occasions, for the reception of guests or important clients. The first room is called the Sala del Camino. As soon as you enter on your right, you can see a beautiful sacristy furniture in walnut, first patina of very large dimensions, from central Italy, Umbria, 17th century. Above which a cusped tabernacle has been placed that protects the most precious sculpture of the collection, the bust of the Redeemer, work of the famous Della Robbia workshop, attributable to Giovanni, son of Andrea, who probably built it in 1523. The sculpture is a monochromatic glazed terracotta, except for the yellow chevron finish with a decorative motif. Also on the large sacristy furniture, to the left of the Redeemer, you can see a triangular cusp depicting an Ecce Homo, very remarkable for its aesthetic value and for the very rare existence of the colors applied to the marble, Ligurian art, 14th century. Looking under the windows overlooking the Romanesque Pieve di Santa Maria, you will find a stone artifact, probably a keystone, depicting a nativity scene with angels, rare and interesting work dating back to the end of the 10th century, beginning of the 11th century, which recalls the adoration of the Magi in the parish of Corsignano in Pienza. As you look to your left, there is a precious Muliebri bust in marble from the 16th or 17th century. The eye at this point is captured by the splendid 15th century fireplace, which gives its name to the room, made of stone, decorated with a garlanded coat of arms, and shelves decorated with a rich leaf motif. On the cabinet on the left stands a bust of San Giovanni Adolescente, in polychrome terracotta, admirable sculpture attributed to Benedetto Bulioni, who placed here in dialogue with the glazed terracotta of Giovanni della Robbia, previously described, suggests that the two rival workshops of Renaissance Florence had different intentions in the realization of sacred figures, this with a more realistic and earthy tone, the other with a cathartic and soothing vision. Looking up, you can discover the painting depicting the Virgin and Adoration of the Child by Neri di Bicci. Belonging to the Ubi Banca collection, this work is a remarkable example of the style and technical ability of the artist who, during the 15th century with his workshop, represented excellence in Florence. In balance with the late Gothic and the first hints of the spatial and subject complexity of Renaissance Florentine painting, the table is composed of two cornucopias in marble, and a gold that supports a tabernacle, which is a place of temporary habitation, within which the scene of the adoration of Child Jesus is represented. The structure is richly woven. In the courteous scene of the flowery Gothic, two angels open the heavy embroidered curtain to reveal the sacred scene. Baby Jesus is lying on a pillow with his body surrounded by rays of light, indicating his divine nature. Next to him is the Virgin, kneeling in an act of adoration, with her hands joined, to underline the solemnity of the Epiphany, that is, the moment in which Jesus manifests himself as the Son of God, in the highest part of the pavilion, within the circles of the celestial sphere. The Eternal Father appears blessing with the dove of the Spirit. The iconography is unique because it combines the theme of adoration with that of the Trinity, transforming the pavilion into a metaphysical space where the incarnation of the Son of God takes place. On the table in the center of the room, there is a lectoral urn, a curious 18th century painted wooden artifact from Germany, which confirms the passion of Ivan Brusky not only for the works of undoubted artistic value, but also for the objects of humble workmanship. Intended for practical use, created by the ingenuity of the craftsmen, as rare as they are curious. The last wall is occupied by three showcase boxes. In the first showcase, starting from the left, among the many works on display, you could admire a series of artifacts from the African container. On shelf 2, an Ethiopian diptych of the 17th century in painted wood with sacred scenes, together with the silver crosses. On shelf 3, we see a lanceolate dagger in iron, which is a type of dagger that is shaped like the head of a lance. This comes from Zaire, 20th century. Assembly, collection of wooden flutes, Burkina Faso, 20th century. On shelf 4, at the right, we have an interesting wooden funerary statue depicting Winugo, Ivory Coast, 20th century, which is a double-faced mask. In the central display case, we point out some mugs englazed in polychrome ceramic. Central Italy, 16th to 17th century. Two ex voto, or votive offering to a saint or divinity, plates with the characteristic letters PGR to signify for grace received. The two works are an enameled and polychrome majolica and tell dangerous events that were positively resolved by the intercession of the Virgin. They are an interesting testimony of a custom, which still exists today, that of giving thanks by bringing to church or a place of worship a testimony of grace received. The two plaques come from the Church of the Madonna dei Bagni in Casalina and date back to the 17th century. In the third showcase, we see shelf 1. On it is the man's head cup, very rare in black monochrome, Etruscan art, Chiusi, 4th century BC. Shelf 2, left, we see the Samnite bronze bracelet, embossed pods, italic art, Sanio, early Iron Age, 1200 to 1100 BC, alongside two bronze bracelets, engraved with wolf tooth and fishbone, italic art, late Bronze Age, Proto-Villanovan culture, 12th century to 500 BC. Center, circular bronze artifact with six nodes, conventionally called Anellone Piceno, dedicated to the mystery-slash-esoteric cult of the goddess Cupra, intended exclusively for the female world and celebrated on the occasion of secret and still unknown ceremonies, italic art, Piceno, 6th century BC, collection of bronze pins for the hairstyle of female hair, various origins and eras, in any case, classical context. On shelf 3, the bronze fibulae, which are brooches that were made popular by Roman soldiers, of various types and periods, Etruscan art, from the 8th to 6th century BC.